News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips at motherboard. This is Soundbites for Saturday, the 29th of March, Anno Domini 2003. Welcome. We'll be taking phone calls. We'll be giving you news. We'll be having fun. We will speak with Rob Linton himself. And so stay tuned. It's going to be an hour and a half of more fun than you can shake a stick at if that's your idea of a good time. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And as I said before, we are Soundbites. We're going to start with the news, and I'm going to start this week.
That's the only way you'll get time.
That's the only way I'll get time. The heck with all of you people. I'm going to do the news first this week. Today we start with something very sad. This week, Adam Osborne, portable computer pioneer, is dead at 64. His death ended a decade-long battle with organic brain disorder. He back in 1981, he introduced the 23-pound luggable computer.
But it had a handle.
Yeah. It had a handle. It was portable if you were Lou Ferrigno at
five,
the time.
5 1/4-inch floppy.
Two 5 1/4-inch floppy. 160K each? 200K each. If you got 100K each, or you could get the upgrade to 200K
right.
each.
Yep.
Had a built-in 5-inch green screen. It was a full 64K of RAM.
That's all you needed.
It was a Z80 processor running at a full 2 megahertz. Whipped right along there. And it was... it came with CPM, WordStar for word processing, SuperCalc for spreadsheet, DBase for database, two versions of BASIC, games, modem program, no modem, you had to buy that separately, a modem program, a serial port, a parallel
meg,
port.
300 baud.
You buy a 300 baud modem. You could eventually buy a 1,200 baud modem. That kind of stretched the resources of the system. And that entire machine was $1,995. At the time, pretty cheap, particularly when you figure out at list price it was $2,400 worth of software. And essentially you got $2,400 worth of software for $1,995, and they threw the computer in for free.
For free.
I actually have one in my garage. I did not have the opportunity this week to drag it out and see if it still works.
Memories.
But I have the old brown case, the original brown case.
And I actually just found a neat website. Old, we'll stick up on the web shortly, oldcomputers.net. And they have a great picture of the original Osborne.
The gray case or the brown case?
Gray case.
The grayish case. April 81.
Yep.
I mean, that's right up there with the compact portable.
He was a pioneer. Lee Felsenstein, who did all the hardware work, he was a pioneer. Not only did he build the first computer, portable computer, do the first bundling of hardware and software, do the first suite of software together, but he also made every single mistake later made by every dot-com bust. In the 90s. He did them all first. God bless Adam Osborne. Thank you very much, Mr. Osborne, for a great computer and a bunch of great stuff. I am honored and proud to have met him and to have sold his computers. I was pretty pleased. My other little piece of news, I told you it was going to take a long time.
Okay.
My other little piece of news is there is another...
look at the picture of this motherboard on that website. It's crammed full of chips. Nothing like today's motherboard.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, those chips were 10 times the size of today's chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And did a tenth of the work.
And now everything is so surface mounted.
Right. And everything is VLSI.
Yeah, one chip
scale integration.
In place of 20 of these.
Yep. Well, you know what? I'm not going to tell you my news. We're going to take a break instead. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest computer show, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580.
Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education government and legal partner. Call them right now toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
My best friend and I followed similar diets. Well, she lost a ton of weight and I lost nothing. What gives?
It's not you, it's your metabolism. Now there's Balance Log from Healthy Tech, software to manage weight and nutrition. It works with your unique metabolism, letting you easily track calories, carbohydrates, protein, fats, and more in just minutes a day. Balance Log from Healthy Tech at Sam's Club Pharmacy and select Walmart stores, or visit www.healthetech.com.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. If you missed Bob Matthews, you dropped the ball.
But one of the things I've never understood about Boeheim, and never will, stubbornly, it's like an idiosyncrasy. He will never change his starting lineup. And I think that's one reason why Syracuse has been behind early in games so many times this year. Because he doesn't have his best guys on the court. I mean, is that wrong?
Bob Matthews, weeknights 6 till 8 on the Sports Leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM, the best in local radio and television. News Radio 1180 WHAM, and News Source 13, have again been honored with the Edward R. Murrow Award for Best Local Newscast. Local news on radio and TV from the people you've come to know and trust. Clear, concise reporting from experienced journalists working together to bring you the news wherever you are. In-depth team coverage from your Clear Channel stations in Rochester. WOKR-TV News Source 13 at News Radio 1180 WHAM.
The Rush Limbaugh Program.
The views expressed by the host of this program could cause you severe discomfort
unless
you have courage.
Courage to accept the truth.
Because that's what this program is all about.
It is a daily pursuit of the truth, ladies and gentlemen.
And we find it.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays 2 till 5 on WHAM.
News Radio 1180. WHAM.
CBS News Update. I'm Lou Maliano. They've become the mainstay of terror attacks in Israel. Now the fear is to become part and parcel of the war in Iraq. CBS News correspondent Jim Axelrod says four American soldiers have been killed by a suicide bomber approaching a checkpoint behind the wheel of a taxi near Najaf.
What this does is take this checkpoint notion and turn it more into a roadblock notion. In other words, be much more vigilant at these spots. Stop everybody, not leave everybody through, certainly not let any car approach a checkpoint anywhere near soldiers.
CBS News military consultant retired General Perry Smith says military planners expected this tactic, not just this soon into the conflict.
You haven't had to deal with this in recent wars. It's not only going to affect the war, but it's also going to affect our activity after the war, because we could easily have suicide bombers after the war is over.
A solemn arrival at the Breeze Norton Royal Air Force Base in England, the first of Britain's Iraq war victims to return home. CBS News Update. I'm Lou Maliano.
Further updates as warranted. This is continuing coverage of America at War on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this is Soundbites. For those of you who are running a Windows-based operating system, there is a brand new flaw. It's a denial-of-service flaw. It's a pretty big one. It's a pretty bad one. There are patches for Windows XP and Windows 2000, but Microsoft says there will no patch for NT4 because it's too difficult to do so. That is their words.
So you're not supposed to be using it anymore anyway.
Yeah, really.
That's the point.
2000.
The Windows NT 4.0 architecture is much less robust.
Sure, easy for you to say.
It is infeasible to rebuild the software for Windows NT 4.0 to eliminate the vulnerability. You know, if I were a Microsoft programmer, I would not be happy by somebody saying that we don't have people smart enough to fix it. But the reality is they don't want you to buy 4. They don't want you to use 4 anymore. They want you to upgrade.
Right, and they don't probably have the resources there, that team working on a product that
That's exactly right.
Right. It's going to take two programmers $30,000 of time to fix this problem that you shouldn't be running anyway.
Well, more importantly, what they're saying here is that NT is a bad piece of software. It's just not, it's not even worth fixing. So if you're running NT4, it might be time to upgrade to something better. And
Linux.
Like Linux.
Yeah.
And
as are most a lot of companies.
That was Steve Ray, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Well, I'm running Unix on my computer now.
Right now, exactly, you are. And so that's if you're running NT, I'm sorry, and if you're running 2000 or XP, you can get the patch from Microsoft. Dave, what news do you have?
Huh? Oh, Dave? I'm sorry, I dozed off.
Hey, you know, usually it's Steve taking 45 minutes to do the news.
I know.
I took it today. Get over it.
No, that's fine. Well, you know, we've got a pick
Steve,
on you.
Just for Steve, I think we should mention it is Marina Sirtis' birthday.
Yeah, well, I didn't get my Star Trek calendar this year.
Unbelievable.
I don't know why.
It is not only Marina.
Did you pay up your membership?
Yeah.
Marina Sirtis was born on this date in 1959 in London.
She won't admit to that date.
But this, in addition, Beverly Crusher was born on this date in 2334. And Deanna Troy will be born on this date in 2336.
Nice.
Making her younger than Beverly Crusher.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. I just wanted to help Steve out because I know he didn't get his Star Trek.
I thought I was still
sleeping.
This was a bad dream. Kind of got lost there, folks. Anyways, excuse me. Microsoft is trying to help out eliminate the junk mail. So what they're doing with the this program and more or less the Hotmail is to start to limit the number of emails is down to 100.
You know what? For most people, that's not really a limit.
Really?
You can only send out 100 emails a day. For most people, they're never even near that.
Yeah, so, that's what they're saying. They figured this will only affect less than 1% of the active subscribers of 110 million. So, the number of folks, I don't even think I've done even up to 25 in one given day.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's one heck of a lot of correspondence. So, they're just trying to cut it back because these other programs will literally send out thousands and thousands. So by limiting them coming in and going out, you know, it should cut back, hopefully, on the spam mail that you get. Like I said last week, one of the other big spam programs that I've got, or email programs that I've stopping, the spam coming in, is the McAfee Spam Killer. And I'm finding, on an average day, I can get 800-900 emails a day. And maybe four or five of those are ones that I want to be concerned about. All the rest, I don't see anymore.
Right.
And it works great. I mean, it works with both Outlook Express and Internet Explorer. So
you're good to go.
Or Netscape, yeah. So it's working great, and that'll do it.
Perfect.
Short and sweet. Now we can move on to the rest of the story with Steve.
I believe the rest of the story is patented. The rest
Probably.
Of the news we can use, I suppose.
Really?
Well, usually at this time, the Mac community is all in a buzz about...
Oh, time's all up.
Yeah. usually all in a buzz about the Worldwide Developer Conference, which is typically the first or second week in May. Well, this year, Apple has pushed it off till the end of June. It will now be June 23rd through 27th in San Francisco. And the reason I've said they're doing this is so they can get the developer release of the next version of OS X ready to give out to the developers. The new code name is Panther. So for the last year, we've been pushing Jaguar, which was version 10.2. So now we have to talk about Panther, which will likely be version 10.3. So all the developers get first crack at it. So it'll probably be another year before it's in the consumer's hands, but the developers need an early look at it so they can start writing their programs and take advantage of it. So that's going to be the latest buzz that's coming out of Apple and how the developers are working with OS X. And I also wanted to mention that the 17-inch PowerBooks are starting to ship. We've got our demo unit in at Jesse Group, and we have a few to sell, but I know we had a waiting list, so I don't know if we actually have any left.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. Going back here for a second, you're saying Panther's coming out. Whatever happened to 10.0?
Well, that was 2 years ago.
They're not going to do 10.0?
No, we've had 10.0, 10, and 10.1. The current release is 10.2, and the next release will be 10.3.
But they call it Panther. It's the code name. It's the internal code name.
Why not just put out... Oh, 11!
This was Jaguar, or Jaguar, depending on
Jaguar?
Which side of the pond.
Oh.
Jaguar, if you're Steve Jobs.
Right. Right. Because, God forbid, he uses the language
of
anybody.
Either the American accent or the British accent. He still had it wrong.
But if it's a whole new West, what are they worried about? Running out of numbers?
All right, we're going to take another quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and I promise your phone calls on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
It's exotic, yet somehow familiar. Its beauty will intrigue you. This is Australia's own Black Swan, the inspiration for Black Swan Shiraz. It's a bold yet remarkably smooth red wine that perfectly captures the character of Australia. Awaken your sense of adventure. Discover Black Swan. Imported by Black Swan USA, Hayward, California.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Anniversary?
Yep, 5 glorious weeks.
Okay.
And you know how the 25th anniversary is silver and the 50th is gold?
Yeah.
Well, the 5-week anniversary is crustacean.
Crustacean, huh.
So, maybe we should celebrate at Red Lobster with some lobster and shrimp.
Any reason is a good reason to go to Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. And right now, you can get a succulent Maine lobster tail and your choice of freshly breaded shrimp or shrimp scampi for just $13.99. Only for a limited time during Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. Price is higher in Hawaii.
We're ready in advance.
Enter the 2004 Championship and Advance Sweepstakes and win a trip for 4 nights to San Antonio, home of next year's college basketball championship. To enter, just stop by any Advance Auto Parts store today. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Advance 4703. Must be 18 to enter. Send name and address to Box 1999, Culver City, California 90232.
For the best parts, people, and price, we're ready in advance.
Advance Auto Parts.
Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Here I am, and I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. And you know what we're going to do now? Just a little change of pace, we're going to go to the phones. First person we're going to speak to today is Jeff from Farmington. Welcome, Jeff. What's your question?
Hi. I have a laptop that's running XP, and when I'm on the Internet, after a while, especially it seems to be if I'm had a lot of windows open, it just slows right down very abruptly and basically locks up, and I have to use the reset button to get it going again. Doesn't seem to do that in any other applications. It has plenty of memory and all that stuff, and I'm just not sure why it's doing that.
Have you run the Adaware program?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, you need to.
Yeah.
First, define a lot of memory.
512.
Okay, that is a lot of memory.
Yeah, but I would highly recommend, and you'll be surprised, that the number of pieces of spyware that you will find on your machine that it's tied to the Internet and will slow down, lock up, confuse the hell out of an XP box.
Okay.
And I would first go to our website. You scroll down, you'll see an area on the right-hand side that says, I heard this website on your show.
Yeah.
Click on that. There's an alphabetical listing on the right-hand side. You will see a link to Adaware. Download it and run it. And we've been telling folks, just like along with their antivirus software, to update that weekly, to maybe run this Adaware at least every couple of weeks. And I guarantee you, you'll find a couple of spyware programs every couple of weeks.
And everything that it says that it highlights, you should delete all those things.
Well, what I normally
you're given a choice of what to do with
it. What I always do, just be safe, because some folks get carried away, is once it finds it, it takes you to another screen, and I quarantine it. And what I quarantine it with is the current date. So this way, if I have to restore anything that I might have accidentally done, you can always put it back. But 99% of the time, it works very well. So I go ahead and quarantine it and then say then remove it. And then let us get back to us and let us know how that worked for you.
All right. Great.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, Ed from Canandaigua. Welcome, Ed. What's your question?
Hi, guys. This is a great show.
Thanks.
I have a Gateway 1.1 gig with 256 meg RAM. I upgraded from ME to XP, and I lost my sound. I went out and I tried to get the latest drivers. I couldn't. I loaded the latest drivers. Wouldn't work. Went out, put another sound card in, loaded the latest drivers. It doesn't work.
Do those latest drivers specifically say they work with XP?
Yes. I believe they do. That's a good question. I don't know.
Now, is this Gateway got the built-in sound on the motherboard?
No, it's separate.
Okay. And you took the old sound card out?
Yes.
And you uninstalled the drivers and software for that?
Yes.
The old one?
Yes.
First, make sure that there is no sound built out of the motherboard.
Okay.
By going into the BIOS and looking for it and seeing if there's anything like AC set, 90 set. Well, it might be in the BIOS and they didn't connect anything.
That's true. Yeah.
So make sure you go into the BIOS and look for something that might say AC 97 audio or something along that line. Often it's inside the Super I/O device if it has one. So look there and see if you can get rid of that. The next thing you want to do is make sure those extra drivers are gone. And then the next thing you want to make sure is that the sound card that you bought is indeed a plug-and-play sound card.
Yes, I bought it specifically for that. It's supposed to be XP.
Okay. Also, in the BIOS.
Exactly.
In the BIOS, you want to make sure that, quite often they'll ask you the reference of the OS, make sure that says that it's plug-and-play.
Right.
Okay.
That's
critical. You have a choice of plug-and-play BIOS or no plug-and-play BIOS. Make sure it says plug-and-play. Otherwise, plug-and-play simply cannot work.
Yep.
Okay.
So that may be the problem right there. Otherwise, try moving it to a different slot for whatever reason.
I think you're right, though. I think that OS, if he changes that OS to plug and play, then XP.
Because it probably was set to, might have been set to no plug and play with ME.
Most of them are. Most of them are.
So try that.
Okay, good.
And let us know.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
What's your website?
Soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind everybody. Soundbites.org.
And you can get to it right from the WHAM1180.com webpage.
Or direct.
Yep. Either or.
Thanks. Our next caller today on Soundbites with a Y, no org, is Jim from Walworth. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Oh, a week ago, Thursday or so, there was an article in a paper about putting in some upgrades for Windows.
Right.
I've got Windows 98 second edition. So I put them in. I get Outlook Express 6, but now I can't open attachments.
Yes, because what you got to do is go into the tools, and under security, you'll see that when you upgraded it, it automatically turns off viewing attachments.
Basically, what happens is that Microsoft with Outlook Express is assuming that all attachments except Microsoft Word files are evil and won't let you have them. However, Microsoft Word files are where a lot of the viruses come anyway.
So you just got to go in and uncheck that do not show attachments, and you'll be able to view them.
And we already have a FAQ on our list about that as well. It's hiding in the tools menu of Internet Explorer, not in Outlook. And that's
okay. I see send and receive, synchronize all addresses.
Under security.
Huh?
Security?
In Outlook Express. It's not actually in Internet Explorer. It's not actually in Outlook Express.
Right. It's off the tools. Tools, Internet.
Tools, options.
Options, and then. And you will see one of the tabs is security.
Okay.
And in there, you'll see that it's checked to do not show any attachments. Uncheck it, and you'll be able to view them.
Okay. Now, can I ask another question?
Quickly.
I got a larger. I've got I think 90. Very limited memory, RAM, and I got another chip, but I put it in and with my son's assistance, and the computer won't boot with it in there.
You sure it's the right style of memory for that machine?
And you're
I
sure
think
you didn't
so.
Put it in backwards?
Pardon?
Can't.
Are you sure you didn't put it in backwards?
Well,
no,
he's forgotten more about he's working as a programmer, and he's put together his own machine, so I think I'm confident he pretty well knows what he's doing.
Here's the way to check. Take out the good memory that you know works and put this new memory in its place and see if it'll boot with that.
What speed of machine
is it? If
it
doesn't, then either the memory is bad or it's mismatched to the machine.
And some motherboards need to have certain capacities in first, like the smaller one has to be in the first slot. Sometimes the bigger one has to be in the first slot.
Is this a Pentium 2, 3, 4?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because...
I got the machine in 99.
Okay, so it's probably a Pentium 2 or Pentium 3, and that would take DIMM. If you went out to today's market and got a new DIMM chip, it's probably PC-133, and it might not work in that machine.
Or maybe even DDR, because that's what a lot of the newest computers use. So you have to be very sure you get the exact kind of RAM that your specific motherboard wants.
Yeah, it's less about the packaging nowadays than it is about the internals of the speed and what it'll run at.
Okay.
What you're going to have to do?
I think the thing runs at 366 megahertz.
Right. But you're going to have to do this very technical thing. And
are you sitting down?
Yeah. You ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. There's a thing that came with the computer.
Okay.
It's called the manual.
Yeah.
You got to break the plastic on it. We're giving you permission to go ahead and do that. But
yeah,
we've
been in that.
And you take that to the store, and they will be able to determine what's the correct memory and speed that you need to get that up and running.
Also, if it's a name brand like HP, Compaq, Dell, their own websites will usually tell you specifically for your specific model.
But if you go to like the superstores and that, they've got quite a bit of like Pony memory and everything else, which is kind of generic, and it will work with others.
Okay.
All right.
Good elk.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in the known universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Today, finding a job can be challenging, and the first step in getting to work is getting to an interview. Hi, I'm Bill Nojay. As volunteer chairman at RTS, we want to make sure that during these difficult economic times, we're doing all we can to make your life easier. That's why we've started Jobs First. For our economy to improve, we've all got to get to work. And the first step in getting to work is getting to an interview. That's where we can help. If you're interviewing for a new job, give us a call. We'll send you a bus pass so you can get to the interview and back home again, free. It's that simple. Jobs First at RTS. Call us at 288-1700. So we can help you help your family. 288-1700. When it comes to getting our economy moving, you have a partner. RTS and Jobs First. Because finding a job is hard enough. Getting there shouldn't be.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Here's Bob Otten, president of One Step Tree and Lawn Care, with a special message for military families.
Many homeowners in our area have husbands, wives, mothers, or fathers who've been called to active duty in our military. We know how difficult it is for the folks left behind to care for their property. At One Step, we'd like to help by offering free lawn care to these families. For no charge, we will take one more chore off your shoulders until your loved one returns.
If you or someone you know is eligible for this offer, call One Step, 594-1095.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet service, call 262-2485.
Would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this, yes, this
is what?
Sound Bites.
Oh, okay.
I knew that. I knew it. I knew it.
I knew we came here for a reason.
And the reason is to talk to Sean, all the way from Honey Eye Falls, New York. Welcome, Sean. What's your question?
Hi.
I use voice.
Wait, is it Sean with an S-H or Sean with an S-E?
S-H.
Okay.
Rob had it down right. Yeah.
Okay. I have I run voice recognition in my office, and I want to use it out in the field when I appraise the equipment out in the field. Mm-hmm. And I want to dictate out in the field. Do any of you have any information about computers that would be appropriate for
It's not the computer, it's the microphone.
Yeah.
You need a very high-quality, noise-canceling, unidirectional microphone, usually on a headset that you stick right in front of your mouth, so that it won't pick up any outside ambient noise.
I know all about the microphone, but what I'm looking for is a very small computer that can be either worn on a belt or... maybe a 2 or 3 pound machine, because these appraisals take 3-4 hours, and lugging around a 7 pound machine isn't feasible.
Can you record on an iPod?
No, not on an iPod, but you can get a micro tape player to do all your recording on. But you need a digital tape player. With the analog ones, don't work very well. And then you take the headphone jack of the tape player to put it in the mic jack on your computer.
And feed it in,
and then it digitizes from the tape. But you need to have a high-quality tape deck, high-quality tapes.
Yeah, well, I've done digital recordings, and I brought it back to my desktop and used it. The problem is that it takes...
twice as long, yeah, 4 hours to record it, and then 4 hours to voice recognize
right.
it, yeah.
So I want to review it immediately when I'm dictating so that I can make the corrections at the job site.
Pretty much any company sub-notebook class is what you'd be looking for in that low-end.
Thin, light, and that maybe you could throw into like a light backpack.
There are a lot of companies now making tablet PCs, the Windows XP tablet PC. You can get those in a pound and a half, 2 pounds with a 12-inch screen. You could easily stick that in a backpack. I don't know that the battery's going to last 5 hours.
Yeah.
How about your Zorus, Nick?
My Zorus would do that. I don't know that the battery lasts 5 hours on that either.
I don't think any laptop, that's where he's going to run into his big issue unless he buys an extra battery pack.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Buying an extra battery pack, no problem.
You could take a look at a thing called the Zorus, Z-A-U-R-U-S, from Sharp. What that basically is a Linux PC in a PDA-sized container.
Okay.
Alternately, a lot of the Windows Pocket PC type, they don't call them that anymore. What do they call them now? Anyway, they're like the Dell XM. Or the compact iPad. Are basically little Windows computers. And I'm sure that you can find an application for those that will use the voice dictation. Or at the very least, record. But I don't know
the minimum requirements for these voice recognition now is at least a 500
right.
with a 98-second edition.
Right. That's why I think the tablet PCs, 100 companies make them. Acer makes one, Toshiba makes one, Compaq makes one.
And you can get quite a variety of accessories on it.
Quite a variety and quite a small package. There are also companies like Toshiba that make sub notebooks. They're kind of in size, they're kind of between a PDA and a notebook PC. Now, in most cases, you will find that those are on the low end of the requirements for voice recognition, but they are full blown computers, so that they should run any package that you happen to get. But I would start by looking at those. You can see them in many of the dealers in town.
Yeah.
In particular, the superstores, and at least start your search there. But you should also look at these tablet PCs, which could solve your problem pretty handily, I think.
All right, and who makes that Zorus product?
Sharp.
Sharp, okay.
Sharp products from Sharp Minds.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely our pleasure. Thank you.
Bye.
I own a Zorus, I have to tell you.
It is way cool.
It is an unsolicited testimonial. I'm very impressed with it.
Yeah.
It's a great toy. We had a seminar, and there was a guy from Microsoft. He is one of the top developers at Microsoft. And he grabs it out of my hand. He goes, oh, man, it's a Linux box. This is so cool. And he opens it up and says, look, it's got a terminal. It's a bash shell. I said, you're not even supposed to know these terms. You're not even supposed to be able to speak them without teeth falling out. He laughed. He said, I get in trouble at work for the same thing. He's one of their top VB developers, and he's playing with my Linux. I couldn't get it back from him until he had to go do his seminar. We're going to take another quick break, do some news, do some cool stuff for the station. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, the magnificent Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest, longest-running, and just dang coolest computer show, Soundbites, right here on 1180 WHAM.
They are fathers and mothers.
I've been very proud of my husband. I don't know where he is in Iraq.
Aunts and uncles.
I've got family in the military.
Defend to endure freedom.
Friends and neighbors.
You know, that's what I signed up for.
And we are ready to do our job.
They are Americans.
We're kind of the number one team on the block out.
We support you. And we know that peace must be defended.
Our thoughts and prayers to those away from home. News Radio 1180. WHAM, USA.
Many Iraqis can hear me tonight. I have a message for them.
We will tear down the apparatus of terror.
Look.
And we will help you to build a new Iraq.
If you
there will be no more wars of aggression.
One shot.
No more poison factories.
One opportunity.
No more torture chambers and rape
this
rooms.
Is everything you ever wanted.
The day of your liberation
one moment
is near. We will help you to build a new Iraq that is prosperous and free.
Showdown with Saddam. Continuing coverage on Rochester's only news radio, 1180 WHAM. Rochester's official winter weather station. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester. A clear channel radio station.
CBS News. I'm Lou Maligano. Just the beginning. The warning today from Iraq's vice president talking about this morning's suicide bomber near Najaf. His taxi loaded with explosives as U.S. troops approached at a checkpoint. He detonated it, killing himself and four 1st Brigade G-guys. At Central Command, General Victor Renouard says they now have to be suspicious of everyone.
What we have seen across the battlefield is a movement of civilians to try to get away from some of these repressive cells that are in some of the cities. And so there is a fair amount of civilian traffic that we just have to be very cautious with.
British troops continue to encircle Basra in the south of Iraq. Determined Iraqi fighters, the Fedayeen, in the town, pretty much holding the locals hostage. Slowly, the Brits are working their way in, house by house. Major Rob McGowan's a British Royal Marine Commando.
We sent in one of our companies of about 100 men in here this morning, and we took about 12 or 13 prisoners. Three or four enemy were injured, and they've now been flown out, and we're treating them.
All along the supply line from Baghdad down to Kuwait, there have been repeated and persistent snipings and ambushes. One of the first was a week ago when a maintenance group made a wrong turn, five of the soldiers showing up as prisoners of war. Now the Pentagon says they may have found four of them missing in shallow graves near Nasiriyah. Senior Navy officials say U.S. warplanes launched from the Persian Gulf today are pounding Republican Guard positions south of Baghdad, out in the desert with the 2nd Tank Battalion. Looking up, CBS News reporter Rob Milford can see them going over.
The number of Air Force planes flying over our area increased dramatically, probably more than three dozen today, including a couple leaving contrails as they were streaking across the sky. And just as sunset fell, it looked like we could see the flashes of what might have been a B-52 strike to our west. No telling how far away. We didn't hear it. We didn't feel the ground rumble, but we certainly saw an awful lot of flashes.
The air attacks are relentless, all in preparation for a U.S.-led ground assault on the capital city. In Washington, CBS News reporter Tom Foti says there's another form of preparation underway. Less obvious.
Unnamed U.S. and other officials tell the Washington Post that at least for a week there have been special teams operating in Iraqi cities. Their goal, according to this report, to kill members of President Saddam Hussein's inner circle. That would reportedly...
America at war. This is in-depth team coverage on News Radio 1180.
We have controlled his forces. Within just a few short days, coalition troops have moved more than 200 miles through Iraq and are now close to Baghdad. Coalition forces in the region are growing more dominant on ground and in the air, and as part of the previously planned force flow, more coalition personnel move in every day. The 173rd has secured an Iraqi airfield in Kurdish territory that will be used more additionally for drops of troops and equipment. Coalition forces have also secured Iraq's southern oil fields, saving them for the benefit of the Iraqi people. More than 600 oil wells now fall under coalition control. The Basra oil refinery, as General Brooks talked about this morning, one of the three refineries in the country, has also been secured by the coalition. Meanwhile, the Iraqi regime, what's left of it, resorts to horrifying atrocities and violations of the laws of war. The flagrant cruelty will not make our forces give up and go home. They're quite wrong about that. As President Bush said yesterday, every Iraqi atrocity has confirmed the justice and the urgency of our cause. The enemy poses as civilians to deceive coalition forces and ambush them. They fake surrenders to ambush them. They continue to place military assets in and around civilians. They use human shields, deliberately destroy or attempt to destroy the oil fields, and they use civilian vehicles, including ambulances, to transport their military. While the enemy increases its inhumanity, we increase our humanitarian aid. The enemy mines ports and blocks the flow of aid. We remove the mines and let the aid flow. With the opening of the port of Umm Qasr, relief is now coming to thousands of impoverished families of southern Iraq. The British ship Sir Galahad has unloaded 200-plus tons of humanitarian aid, and in addition, two humanitarian convoys moved overland into the areas of Safwan and Umm Qasr yesterday. As the military successes grow, so does the membership of the global coalition. 49 nations now publicly support Operation Iraqi Freedom, and nearly a dozen more offer support and resources privately. We want our friends and allies around the world to know that we greatly appreciate their valuable assistance. As President Bush said at the White House yesterday, the fierce fighting currently underway will require further courage and further sacrifice. Yet we know the outcome of this battle. The Iraqi regime will be removed from power. The Iraqi people will be free. And finally, before I turn things over to General McChrystal, there's been some talk lately and some observations in the early days. People seem to have been surprised at the brutality, at what the Iraqi regime is doing to some of their people. And on the one hand, it's hard to understand that. It has been so well documented, it has been so well reported for years, what the regime has done to its own people. And we're going to show you a couple of clips here. The first one is an Iraqi woman whose name is Zainab al-Suwaj, whose teenage cousin was tortured by the regime.
Further updates as warranted. This is continuing coverage of America at War on News Radio 1180. WHAM. Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
This is Soundbites, and coverage doesn't get any more current than you can get on Wham. A piece of this afternoon's noon briefing from the Pentagon. Very interesting stuff. But we're back to computery things now. We're going to talk a little bit about what happens at the Soundbites website. That's soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y. Francis would like me to remind you. Every week we have a poll on our website. Last week's poll was about the roadshow, which, as you may have realized, isn't going on today since, well, we're here in the studio.
Hopefully there aren't people down there waiting for us.
I suspect not. They should know by now. And it's not even on the calendar at the moment. the question was, we don't need no Dinkin Roadshow, and the choices were, I'm so depressed, too bad, who cares, and you kidding me, Kenny Wright. 63 people were depressed, 60 of you didn't care. Thank you so much. 49 of you thought it was too bad, and 41 of you were with Kenny, for a total of 213 votes, which puts it at number 65 on the all-time hit list. This week's poll is a little different. It's about a screen. Thank you, Jim, for this particular poll. Please, please, folks, please, if you have an idea for a poll, for God's sake, send it to me. I am so out of ideas. This one's about your screensaver, and the choices are, it works on a cure for cancer, it helps find antidotes for anthrax, it searches for extraterrestrial life, it shows cutesy pictures, it just goes black, it runs a Rob Linton slideshow, or other, just leave an opinion. Oh, now all of a sudden, didn't I say when I first came in, did you see the poll? You said, yes, it was real cute.
Yeah, I saw it, but I didn't see that part of it.
You don't see your name right there on the slide?
I didn't look down that far.
You're getting votes, too.
Apparently not. You're like my daughter. You have to read the end of the word, honey. You have to read the whole word. But that's
surprising, only 3%.
Yeah, so far, only 3%. So far, only two of you.
69 votes.
Only two of you are running a Rob Linton slideshow. Most of you right now, it just goes black, and the other 14 of you theoretically left an opinion. There are only actually 9 opinions over on the website, so I don't know where the other 5 of you got lost. We do have on my website, excuse me, Ask, I don't even remember eating that, AskNick.com. on Ask
only
Nick,
here.
On Ask
only
Nick,
here on SoundBites.
AskNick.com, my website, I'll say it again, AskNick.com, you can leave your opinion about the site. And while you're there, take a look at what I have on my website. You can join for a mere $15 a year and have all kinds of fun, or you can get some stuff for free. So go play on my website. But we have the poll, we have all kinds of stuff on our website, which you should really take a look at. One of the things we've got is forums. We have a whole bunch of forums on our website where you can leave questions, get answers, have a lot of fun, and check out some of the wackiness that goes on our website. If you don't want to go into the forums to check the wackiness, if you scroll down on our page, not only can you find our webcam, our live show cam, which right now about 36 of you seem to be watching. Excuse me, I beg your pardon. That would be 41 at this moment. Not only can you see the show cam where you can see our beautiful mugs, notice we've moved the camera to a more advantageous. We don't have Rob in on it yet, but the rest of it we have.
Lean over the board there, Rob.
Yeah, lean over the board and say hi. Yeah, I don't know. You're going to have to hold it for 10 seconds, actually, before you can get there.
See, the top of that monitor is in the screen, so you just stick your head on the top of that monitor.
Right. But you can also check out our movie posters. You can read the saga of our logo. You can check the calendar. There's all kinds of stuff that we have on the website, so you shouldn't miss out. Soundbites is no longer a once-a-week proposition. It's dang near continuous, 24/7. 365 or 6.
And get in on the forums.
Get in on the forums. We're having way more fun than it's possible
for anyone
to have.
The movie posters are unbelievable.
Yeah, check out the movie posters. There's a link to those. I put those up separately. So you can check all that out and have fun with us on our website.
Plus our logo.
As I mentioned all those things, what were you doing when I was mentioning all that stuff?
Writing up another question for you.
Oh, thank heavens.
You said you wanted more questions, come up, and I figured I'd write it
down. We need stuff that's generic for users. You know, we only had a couple of hundred people care about the Roadshow one way or the other, whereas, you know, we're getting 300-400 for generic regular questions. So we need more of those, stuff that people would be interested in.
Do you have a computer?
I believe that's
Do you know how to turn it on?
Collecting sample.
Do you know how to turn it on? Because I have one client that didn't.
Anybody who would answer no, how did they get to the website? Well, maybe there's the library or something like
somebody
that.
Else
anyway, we're going to go back to the phones now. Poor Colleen has been holding on since, I think, last week, Colleen? She's calling in from Perry, New York. Welcome. What's your question?
Hi. I sure hope you can help me. I was working with workbook in Excel 97, and I tried to save a copy of that workbook, and I don't know what happened, but it was saved as a read-only file, and I cannot access it. Is there any way?
Is it on the CD?
No, it was on floppy.
Okay, so you tried you copied it over to the hard drive.
Actually, it wasn't on the hard drive. I was working off the floppy.
Well,
and you did
I was trying to save
as to the floppy again?
Yes.
You got to right-click on that file.
No, she's doing it from inside of Excel, a save as.
Yeah, but if she goes out to the file, goes out to Explorer, Windows Explorer, right-clicked on that file in the properties, unchecks that it's a read-only.
Well, that would work if she had checked it to be read-only in the first place, which she probably didn't do, right?
No.
How big is the file? Do you know offhand?
Yeah, 75 kilobytes.
All right, so that's not it. Because Excel has...
Yes, it is, because she's now got two copies on it, of it, which is 140K.
Busted.
Which is a tenth of the capacity.
Well, but how
floppy.
Much other stuff is on that floppy?
Right.
I have a few other files on
it. Yeah, how much free space is there?
I'm not real sure.
So the way Excel saves its files is it saves your new file under a temporary name, then deletes the old file, and then renames your new one again.
Okay.
Because if it did it the other way, if it deleted the old one and then saved the new one, there'd be a point where there was no file, and that would be dangerous, and you could lose your data.
One of the things
so
that
you need, basically, you need three times the size of your file on your disk.
Right, and that may be where the problem lies. When you open a file, it creates two temporary files, each the size of that file.
Okay.
So if your file is 140K, you need 280K of free space. And, in fact, you need more than that because there's always a little slop there.
Right.
So it may well be that that disk is too full to open up a workspace. So it'll open up and let you look at it, but it can't play with it because now there's not enough space on the disk to make the play the scratch pad area. So it opens it as read-only.
Well, so, actually, it's not opening it at all. It's telling me, at first it was telling me it was a read-only file. Now it's saying access denied, see system administrator.
Okay. See, now you don't tell us all that at once, see? So now you've made us waste the whole explanation.
No.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Colleen. It is possible that disk or that file is corrupted.
Right. We should probably make a general plea to don't work off of floppy disks.
Yeah.
They're old, they're unreliable, in compared to the reliability of your hard drive. And they're significantly slower than working off the hard drive.
Yeah. But in general, what it may be is that disk has gone a little bad in the spot where you saved that file. It may be that there's the file's not being read correctly for some other reason. Like, is this the same machine that you saved the file on?
Yes.
Okay. It may be that there's dust. It may be you need to clean the machine. It may be that the disk is just getting old.
Yeah, the floppies nowadays go so easily because back in the old days when you used to pay $2 for one floppy, now you can buy, you know, a case of 50 for a couple of bucks.
Uh-huh.
So the material has gotten very cheap, so they don't hold up
cheap
as well.
Cheap in terms of quality of manufacture,
yes,
as opposed to cost.
So, you know, they don't last as long.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're cheap enough, I would, you know, periodically switch to another floppy.
Okay. But is there any way to open this now or not?
What I might suggest is that you try, see if you can copy it in Windows itself.
Okay.
From, say, the floppy to the hard drive and see what happens.
Okay.
If it's not, in fact, a damaged disk, then it should be able to copy it to the hard drive, open it up, and give it a try.
Once you open, copy it over, though, right-click on it and make sure that it isn't set to read-only.
Okay.
There's also a fairly complex workaround for recovering data from a corrupt Excel file.
Okay.
If you open a new Excel file, you can create a relative reference in one cell to another spreadsheet. So in cell A1 of your new sheet, you refer to cell A1 in the old sheet. And then the same thing in A2, B2, C2, all the way down. What that should let you do is it'll bring in all the data from the cells it can read. And when it finds a cell it can't read, you'll just get an error on that one cell. So you can recover your data cell by cell.
Well,
it's a horrible pain, but it works in a pinch.
Can you do a macro to just pop
well,
it?
Well, what you do is you make the, when you do a cell reference, it puts an absolute reference in. You change that to a relative reference and then do a fill down, fill right.
Yeah.
And it updates all the values for you.
I've also discovered that many times when I cannot open something in Excel, I can open it in OpenOffice.
Yeah, another program that can
Word.
Read an Excel
Gee,
file.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
it works
yeah.
better
Same
than
with Word.
Excel.
But anyway, those are some things to try. Give it a shot, see what happens, and please let us know.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're going to go take another break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Nick Francesco. You, your questions, our answers, your answers, a whole bunch of other stuff on Soundbites. on 1180. Stop me before
we're gonna stop him now.
Go
yeah.
right, yeah, bye. 1180 WHAM.
When you think big, you go places. Get bigger rewards. That notion is especially true right now at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Because during the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event, you can get big savings on every new Lincoln and Mercury in stock, including the redesigned 2003 Mercury Grand Marquis, the best handling Grand Marquis ever, with improved steering, braking, and more horsepower. Available now with your choice of 0% APR financing or $3,500 cash back. APR varies by term. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 3/31/2003. See dealer for details. The V8-powered full-size Mercury Grand Marquis. The best value in its class just got better with your choice of 0% APR financing or $3,500 cash back during the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event. But hurry, the offer ends soon. See your local Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
The Home Depot is more than a store. It's a facelift you've been contemplating for that certain room, where you can spruce up virtually every room in your home and save at the same time. And right now, we're making it even easier, with no payments or interest until March 2004 on flooring, appliance, closet, kitchen, or bath purchases of $299 or more. All you have to do is use your Home Depot consumer credit card. Better still, you can also get free carpet pad with the purchase of carpet and installation through Home Depot at-home services. But hurry, because these offers end soon. The Home Depot is making home improvement even easier and more affordable. It's the guaranteed low price every day to make every dollar work. So come in right now for your home makeover. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Subject to credit approval. Additional terms apply. Credit offer good through March 30th. See store for details.
Now, here's that file you wanted, Lisa.
Thanks, Rick. Hey, you've taken classes at the Rochester Info Courses, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, I've taken several, and I got a list of a bunch more I want to take. Why?
Well, I saw this ad for their spring single mingle, and I was thinking of going.
Oh, yeah, I'm going with a bunch of my friends. You know, I went to their last one, and it was such a blast.
I see here that there'll be live music, and there'll be fun activities to get people mingling. Do you think there'll be a lot of quality people to meet there?
Oh, definitely. Why do you think I'm going?
Good point. I guess I'll see you guys there.
Join Rochester Info Courses and hundreds of various singles for a spring single mingle. Mark your calendar for April 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. and come enjoy great music, tasty hors d'oeuvres, win a door prize, and enjoy lots of great conversation at the Garden Restaurant, 1600 East Avenue. Tickets are available in advance for $20 by calling 585-256-1960. That's 585-256-1960. Or pay $25 at the door.
The Debt Relief Clearinghouse.
99% of the people that we help are people that are trying to make good of the debts they have, and they just find it impossible because they get trapped in the high interest rates the banks charge, and it's very discouraging.
When I was dealing with a credit card company, they made me feel as if I didn't want to pay my bills.
So by coming to our services, we give them the chance to see progress. Their statements come in the mail, balances are going down. They know they're getting something.
The Debt Relief Clearinghouse.
I had a couple of accounts go to 0%, some went to 6, some went to 9. A lot more of the money went to the balances.
My payments were roughly around $500, and just here recently, my payment has dropped down to $277.
We're able to negotiate with the banks to reduce the interest rates that the consumer's being charged.
I'm out of debt. I can breathe easier.
I finally have control over my debt. It's finally going away.
Call 1-800-520-5252 to dramatically lower your interest rates and get out of debt. Call the Debt Relief Clearinghouse at 1-800-520-5252. Call 1-800-520-5252. Call now.
Get to AutoZone right now and save money on your next tune-up. At AutoZone, Bosch Super Spark Plugs are just 99 cents each. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show, is brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. $50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Oh, my heavens, I said my name. We must be on the air. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. I'd like to apologize to whoever left a link on our opinions page. We don't currently have a link to the Rob Linton screensaver.
But Bonavia probably have one up shortly.
Yeah, Bonvibra or Snally
Argyle.
Or Argyle or Jim or one of those folks I'm sure will have. We will see at least one screensaver by the end of this week. It is my sneaking suspicion.
Oh, we could have Rob Linton and then Lollygag chasing each other around on the screen.
I was looking so forward to this road show so I could meet some of these artistes that have been doing the movie posters and, you know, all this other stuff with my horrible, horrible pictures.
Or Rocky Horrible Pictures.
Oh, yeah. No, I have to admit, they're getting interesting. More
seriously,
interesting
I don't have everything. I should put up a third page of miscellaneous pictures.
Yeah.
So you don't actually have to get into the forums. But really, if you're not in the forums,
you're
missing easily half the fun of Soundbites.
No, make them come into the forums.
I mean, make them come into the forums. That's
we'd
right.
We'd like to hear their input. Too. But, of course, Rob, you know, if we go out for the Lilac Festival, you might get lucky
Festival.
There.
I'm like, that's true. Maybe I should make it.
I mean, it's
only... Last year, you know, people have been complaining about the weather today. I was at market this morning. We have a stand at the public market. People were complaining about how cold and wet it was, which is good for us because we make coffee. But they were complaining. I said, you know, last year at the Lilac Festival... No, last year was about 8 degrees. The whole time we were down there, we were in coats
that's
and boots.
Right. That's right.
I was making jokes
was
about there
here.
Goes the Iditarod and all that other stuff. It was freezing down there. And
hopefully
so
it'll be a good week for it this year.
Hopefully it's going to be much better. So we can't complain that, you know, at the end of... And by the way, on March 1st this year, it was so beautiful. I remember standing outside my building at work going, uh-oh. It's a lamb day.
Mm-hmm.
So we know at the end of the month it's going to be a lion.
Snow showers on Monday.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's
there
the end of the month, right? End of March came in like a lamb. It's going out like a lion. Got to expect it. This is Rochester. And you've got to expect it. Well, I'm sorry, you were going to actually say something.
Well, yeah, for the earlier caller looking for a really light computer, someone posted in the forums already, and well, I've been digging around, too. Most of the tablet PCs are still in the 3 to 4 pound range, but NEC does have one with a 10-inch screen that's 2.2 pounds.
2.2 pounds. And what's the, what are the specs?
Yeah.
Somewhere around a gigahertz, somewhere around Pentium, half a mega RAM.
Pentium 3 at 933.
Same.
256, expandable to 512 RAM, 20 gig hard
that'll
drive.
Do him. He's only got
right. So, Sean, that's really what you need for dictation. You don't want to run a bunch of other stuff while you're running the dictation, but you're not going to anyway. So you can strap that thing to your waist and 10-inch screen and 2 pounds and... carry it around. You're on your way. You're doing your thing.
You shouldn't need to see the screen to talk.
Probably got a 40-gig hard drive, whatever. 20, probably upgradable. Or, you know, even so, 20 gig is enough, particularly when
several
you're doing...
Hours, yeah.
Right. And so you're good because you're turning it into text, right? So he's going to turn it into text right away, so he's got hundreds of hours worth of stuff there. And then you bring it back and you link it to your desktop or your network and you're on your way.
That's the NEC Versa LightPad.
NEC makes good products, I got to tell you. They make good stuff. So check that out, Sean. We're nothing if not a full-service radio show.
Computer show. There we go. And thanks to Rich in the forums who pointed me in that direction to the NEC.
Thank you, Rich. See, you got to be in the forums to get the full Sound Bites experience. We're going back to the phones now. We're going to talk to Doug from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Doug. What's your question?
Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for being there to call us.
I hope I don't stump you with this one.
Oh, me too. If you do, we're just going to hang up on you and never let you call in again.
Oh, fine. Good. Okay. My work computer is a 450 Pentium with 128 meg of RAM. Until November, I was basically running the machine with the same set of programs I've been using for a couple of years. And signed up for DSL using the external modem that Frontier gives you.
Right.
Going into the USB port. I have Win98, by the way.
That's
the problem.
There's your problem already.
There's your problem right there.
Okay.
You need to get the Ethernet
Want to guess
version.
The symptom?
Well, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The machine seems to bog down.
Yep. Locks up.
Within 3 hours of turning it on in the morning, and I don't turn programs off and on all day. It's the same set. I start in the same order. Is it just using too much processing? Should I get a network card?
Does it lock up?
It locks up. It would lock up eventually if you let it. The real problem is that the USB drivers for Windows 98 leak.
Mm.
They leak memory. And so eventually they just start taking over. If you turn the machine off and back on again, it's fine for another 3 hours.
Right.
But the reality is that the USB drivers stink on ice. for the Pentium, for the for Windows 98. What you really need to do is get an Ethernet card and hook up your DSL via Ethernet, and all your problems will go away.
Tell you what.
Alternately, of course, you can move up, but 450 won't really let you move up well and happily to another operating system. So get the Ethernet card. They're, what, $15?
No. All he's got to do is call DSL, tell them that the USB is locking it up, and they will drop off.
Provide him the Ethernet card.
We'll provide him a free Ethernet card.
Frontier will do that?
Yes. They will drop off an Ethernet card if you tell them, you know, hey, it's locking up my machine. I really need to go to a network card. Could you please have one of your folks drop one off? They've got them on the truck all the time.
And it plugs into the same modem. It's just a different connection.
They leave it up to you to install and configure it, though.
Well, that's okay. I don't mind that. And I don't mind spending the money for a better one than they might drop off.
No, they use good ones.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
it's cheaper to use a good one than to spend a lot of time.
Yeah, they don't want to be messing
around with the bad ones.
Yeah, they're using the 3-cam.
Huh.
There you go.
Just tell them you want one dropped off, and they'll drop one off the truck. And you also need a Cat 5 cable, so have them.
Oh, great! This picture's got me scratching my nose. Thank you.
I think it came with one.
Sure, you're scratching.
All right, and then but make sure it's. So it came with two.
It came with a cable in case you did have a NIC card already.
All right, tell them to drop out. You need a NIC card.
Amazing.
That easy.
You made my day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break now. Rest on our laurels. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Screensaver Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's greatest and craziest radio show, Soundbites. Only on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education, Government, and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Anniversary?
Yep, 5 glorious weeks.
Okay.
And you know how the 25th anniversary is silver and the 50th is gold?
Yeah.
Well, the 5-week anniversary is crustacean.
Crustacean, huh.
So, maybe we should celebrate at Red Lobster with some lobster and shrimp.
Any reason is a good reason to go to Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. And right now, you can get a succulent Maine lobster tail and your choice of freshly breaded shrimp or shrimp scampi for just $13.99. Only for a limited time during Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. Price is higher in Hawaii.
To best demonstrate the Epson CX5200 All-in-One and new DuraBright inks, start with this print of a delicate flower. Now give it some sun in the Sahara. And some water under a monsoon. Not to worry, because only Epson DuraBright inks resist damage from water, light, and even smudging. For pictures that stay, well, fresh as a daisy.
Shop at Nokia.com/us to hook up with a new Nokia phone, service, and a cool downloadable ringtone.
Rochester's official winter weather station. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester. A Clear Channel radio station.
CBS News Update. I'm Lou Mariano. It's the first time in the conflict in Iraq. Expected, but just not this soon. Suicide bombers. An explosives-laden taxi stopped by GIs at a checkpoint detonates, killing the driver and the 4 soldiers from the 1st Brigade. At the Pentagon, Major General Stanley McChrystal says they will have to redouble their alerts.
It looks and feels like terrorism, and what it requires is units to conduct force protection activities, which they're prepared and do all the time. But clearly, when you see a tactic like this, it requires strict adherence or adjustments to your tactics, techniques, and procedures to ensure that places like checkpoints are not vulnerable.
But McChrystal says there will be no significant change in the rules of engagement.
It won't change our overall rules of engagement. It doesn't affect the operation at large, but to protect our soldiers, it clearly requires great care.
Reporters in the field with the troops tell of no fewer than three more similar events, cars running checkpoints, the drivers being killed. The Iraqi vice president today warned this is just the beginning. CBS News Update, I'm Lou Maliano.
Further updates as warranted. This is continuing coverage of America at War on News Radio 1180, WHAM. This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180, WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Holy cow, they're right. I am Nick Francesco.
And I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Bob Linton.
And you...
What was
Why
that?
Did you find that funny?
No, I find
You've
it,
always
no.
been Rob Linton. Why no. is it suddenly funny today?
His mother didn't find it funny.
I just keep checking on the website for, you know...
That screensaver?
Screensaver. And I'm just like,
it's going to be...
It'll be there.
He's going to spend the entire week in...
Going back
in
and forth.
Fear about...
Well, we do have pictures of his birthday in one of the forums.
And you could sit there and grab one of those and have that bouncing up and down.
Well,
the
they've
screen.
Already got all that. There's a lot of pictures of Rob in the forum that he would not like to see on a screensaver, ladies and gentlemen. We actually need somebody who is a real programmer, not grabbing one of those kits that lets you put things. Because I have some ideas of what I'd love to see in a screensaver, but it takes real actual programming. If there's any real programmer who would like...
Wait a minute.
What?
Where do you work?
Yeah, but I know I'm talking about somebody who can volunteer.
Yeah, where do you work?
I know it. But I'm looking for somebody to do that, so...
His minions have a higher purpose.
Yeah, but
my,
no.
My minions are not... Well,
wait a minute.
My minions are programmers, but I don't let them program.
Wait a minute. Steve, how many programmers do you hang around in the course of the day with?
I want somebody who
Nick,
listens to Soundbites...
Nick, how many programmers do you listen...
...and is a Soundbites fan to get involved. That's what I want.
You recruit...
Who can actually write a screensaver, a real screensaver.
Your students could probably do that and
yes,
also
could,
get them involved.
They're not all, but they're not all fans.
We round
well,
out
why
one.
Not?
Exactly my point. Exactly my point. So far,
you
got to
do a better job
over
there converting them.
I know. That's what I have to do. Well, I just show them the pictures of Rob and we're on our way.
Yeah.
Our next caller is Roger from Rochester. Welcome, Roger. What's your question?
Greetings. First, a question about that read-only Excel file.
Yes.
They just have selected all, copied, and then pasted it into a new spreadsheet, keeping all the old attributes?
Yes, except that what she said was that she couldn't open it anymore.
So it went from being read-only to being unable to open.
Right.
Well,
if it were still openable, she could do that. But she couldn't open it anymore.
Okay. My question is, with Windows XP Home... Can I reinstall only Internet Explorer?
No.
Mm-mm.
You have to download the IE installer from Microsoft.
No, I tried that. I downloaded the newest IE 6 setup,
mm-hmm.
and it said, sorry, can't do it.
Because you've already... Did we ever put that link up for that Eradicator?
Yeah.
There is a program, if you go off of our website, we've got a link to a program that you can literally erase Internet Explorer.
And a tech note from Microsoft on how to uninstall IE. What did it say, that your installed IE is newer than what you're already trying to install?
It said that I had a newer version on my computer because I've gotten all the updates.
Right. Yeah, so there's a program called iEradicator that will uninstall IE, and Microsoft has a knowledge base article on how to uninstall
IE. What date was that off of? in our listing.
That was recently, that was March 1st.
The March 1st show.
Yeah, if you go to our website, soundbites.org, that's Bites with a Y, scroll down in the lower right, you'll see a link called I Heard a Website on Your Show. Go to that page. On the left is a column by date. The March 1st show has the links that you want.
Great. And one other question. For an external hard drive, which would give me better performance, USB 2.0 or FireWire?
FireWire, even though USB 2 has a higher spec rate, FireWire is more efficient in how it transfers the data.
So whether it's data or video, it would, you feel it would still be faster?
Right. Mm-hmm. And now we're starting to see hard drives are coming out using the new FireWire 800 spec, which doubled the speed again over USB 2.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, Dennis from Canandaigua, New York. Welcome, Dennis. What's your question?
Hi. I have a PC running Windows 98 Second Edition, and I cannot defrag it. It says that there's an error, and I put it into safe mode, and it recommends that I run safe disk, and I run that, and it still won't defrag. You guys have any ideas?
Does the scan disk say there's errors that it can fix?
No, it says that all the sectors are fine.
Then don't run it.
Well, I
want to. If it ain't broke, you don't fix it.
Well, but
yeah,
now
I want to defrag the computer though because it's not running as well as it should be.
Yeah, sounds...
that's almost never actually a defrag
issue.
But if you really need, if you really, you know, feel that deep need to defrag, I haven't defragged my hard drive in what ever.
Yeah.
But that's okay. If you want to defrag it, and it says you can, does it give you any information at all?
No, it just says Windows cannot run defrag right now on drive C or whatever.
What it might be is that it won't run it while Windows is running. You need to try starting it in either safe mode or from DOS mode if it's Windows 98.
It was in safe mode when
it was
that.
Running in safe mode.
And in DOS mode, the DOS version of defrag is hiding.
Yeah.
If you just type defrag, it tries to run the Windows version.
Right.
It's in, what is it, Windows Command. It's hiding deeper down.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to look for the DOS defrag.
Which would be in the Windows subdirectory and inside that in the Command subdirectory.
Do a search and you'll be able to find the exact location.
Okay.
Before you exit out of Windows.
Try
exit
that
out
before you go anywhere else. It may well be that something else is running. You are, of course, running an up-to-date antivirus program. You have run AdAware and updated that before you ran it. And you've run Stinger, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then try it in DOS mode and see what happens.
Okay.
Okie doke.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dennis. Our next caller is Warren from Penfield. Welcome, Warren. What's your question?
Hi, everybody.
Good. How are you?
In XP, I click on the connection icon for my internet provider, and I get a dialog box stating connection manager, and I click on connect because my username and password are already automatically in there, and a dialog box comes up and says long-distance calls disabled. And I can't go any further. What does that mean?
You need to go into the properties of the connection manager and make sure the right phone number is selected. And then you need to go into your dialing properties and make sure the right area code is set. It's gotten to be an issue with a lot of machines now that if people have had their machines a while, their dialing property area code might still be 716.
But they can turn that off. They should turn that off in the dialing properties. There's usually a checkbox there.
To use dial assist or something
Use current area code.
Right.
If you uncheck it, then it won't try to dial the area code. And if you're dialing here locally in Rochester, you don't need to dial the area code because usually your ISP should be local.
Right,
but it sounds like something in your software thinks it's a long-distance call.
Yeah.
So somewhere you have to turn off your area codes or make sure that the local computer area code is set to the same as your ISP area code, and then it will think it's a local call.
Okay, then I have another question. I can get on through IE, but I want to use Opera, and I don't know quite how to change over to the getting Opera to be the one to get me onto the IFO.
What you need to do is download it and install it.
Yeah.
And then the first time you run it, it should ask you if you want it to be the default web browser. If it doesn't, then under the preferences, which I believe in Opera is under edit,
okay.
You can edit the preferences. There will be one of the many hundreds of screens will say make Opera your default browser.
You should also be able to go to the Internet Control Panel and set your default web browser, default email program, default news program, things like that.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Okay, bye.
Thanks. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob, Screensaver Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Nissan Spring Sales Event is all about opportunities. Exploring the thrilling unknown in the Xterra. Experiencing excellence regardless of terrain in the Pathfinder. Pushing past limits in the Sentra. And feeling the performance rush in the Maxima. Opportunities like these don't come around every day. Until now, the Nissan Spring Sales Event. Get a $249 per month lease for 36 months with $1,999 initial payment on the thrilling, innovative, and award-winning new 2003 Nissan Altima 2.5S. Now it's your turn. Driving a new Nissan Altima 2.5S with a $249 per month lease. The Nissan Spring Sales Event. Don't miss this opportunity, but only until March 31st. Tax, title, license extra, or call 1-800-648-7038 for complete details and conditions. Nissan.
Don't look. Just listen.
95.1. The Nerve rocks.
Wake up! Wake up!
If it rocks, it's on 95.1, The Nerve. Howard Stern in the morning. Long sets of Nerve rock all day.
Mmm, that was good. Let's do it again.
If it rocks, it's 95.1, The Nerve.
Soundbites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Dr. Steven Sinatra, a nutritionally oriented, board-certified cardiologist and author of a number of books on alternative medicine, has declared that he could not practice cardiology without coenzyme Q10. Although CoQ10 is beneficial in many health aspects, its primary nutritional use is to support energy metabolism. Extensive Japanese research has shown CoQ10 to be an effective dietary supplement with diverse cardiovascular benefits. As a result of the overwhelming positive reports, including two double-blind trials, CoQ10 became one of the most widely used products by the entire Japanese pharmaceutical industry. CoQ10 may be considered an anti-aging supplement and is involved in energy production. Because of importance of CoQ10 in aerobic energy production, it's quite popular among athletes. CoQ10 is now available at Vitamin and Card Outlet for $12.95 for 50 milligram gel caps. Come into Vitamin and Card Outlet in Baytown Plaza. Call 671-1290, and they will gladly ship your order to you.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet service, call 262-2485.
Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Holy cow, we're back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this,
yep.
this
could be what?
Is Soundbites.
All right.
I couldn't possibly.
In other words, we showed up to the right place.
We shockingly, we actually did. We showed up to the right place. There's only 90 votes in the poll so far. And so far, Just Goes Black is winning. The Rob Linton Slideshow only has 4 votes.
Ooh,
we're hoping
come on, ladies, support Rob.
We're hoping to raise that by the end of the week when the actual Rob Linton screensaver comes out. Our next call, Rob is just getting more nervous.
And it will be sold in gas stations near you.
No, it'll be free for download from the Soundbites website. Our next caller is John from Pendield. Welcome, John. What's your question?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Welcome.
Good afternoon, guys. Yeah, I got a Dell PC. It's a 450. It's got a 256 megabytes of RAM. And I'm trying to install an HP, one of these HP all-in-one 2200s. And it goes through the install correctly. It's up to the point where it says to plug it in, and it detects it and everything. And it starts loading the drivers, and then about halfway through that, it like freezes.
Is this going through the USB port?
Yes.
You're running Windows 98 Second Edition?
Yes.
Have you gone to the Microsoft website and gotten the USB updated patch?
No, I haven't.
You need to do that.
Yeah, there are several
USB updated patch.
There are several USB patches that are not included in the automatic Windows update for some annoying Microsoft reason.
And you need to go and upgrade those. What you might have to do is uninstall the all-in-one software again. Leave the unit unplugged.
Right.
Do the patch update. Install the software for this all-in-one device, and then hook up the device after you reboot the machine.
Ah, okay. Because it has it go through a whole bunch of the install, and then it tells you to plug it in, and then it installs the rest. You're saying I shouldn't plug it in until it goes through everything?
Well, at least the scanner part. You don't want the HP has always been weird in that any of their scanners, you've got to install the software first before hooking up the scanner.
And then the installer usually tells you, plug your thing in now while I'm restarting or something like that.
But go and get that updated driver, uninstall all this software that you've installed for this printer and try that.
Yeah, okay, I will. Because the funny thing is, when this thing freezes, it corrupts the registry.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, it's toast, and then you got to go and do a scan, reg, restore, and everything, trying to get it back.
It also might not hurt to go to HP's website and see if they've posted updated drivers for that printer.
I had them ship out the latest version of their software just this past week.
Well, sometimes that's just the CD that they've recently pressed. It may not be the same version that's on their website.
Yeah, I've been working with them without success, but it sounds like I need this USB updated patch, and I'll try that.
Give it a shot.
Okay, hey, great. Thanks, guys. Great show.
Yep. Thank you so much.
Listen to you every week. Bye.
That's what we like to hear. Thank you. A loyal listener, and we may actually have helped him. Who knows?
One other thing, he's still listening, is also make sure that you go into your BIOS and make sure that the USB ports are also enabled. Because sometimes you can be hooking stuff up, and if the ports have been disabled because you were running low on IRQs, just go in there and double-check that also.
Good thinking. Good tip there from Dr. Dave Enright. And ladies and gentlemen, our next caller, let's hear it for Bob from Fairport.
Yay! How you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Oh, fine. Thank you. I'm running XP Pro. It's a relatively new machine with an AMD 2000 XP processor, Gigabyte motherboard, and 512 megabytes of DDR333 RAM.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty nice machine.
Yeah.
One thing I've noticed, several things I've noticed. One thing, sometimes in the morning when I turn my machine on, when it's cold, especially during the winter, when I turn it on and it starts to boot, it freezes. It'll freeze sometimes before it gets into Windows, sometimes after I've actually logged into Windows, and it just stops.
But when it warms up, it's fine?
Yeah. Anytime after that, it warms up. Now, the other thing one thing that I'm working with right now is I'm not a big gamer, but I do have two games, and one is Midtown Madness 2. I don't know if you're familiar with that, and the most graphic intensive one I've got.
Yeah, but Bob, at what point does it freeze up?
Well, when I run in these games, it'll freeze at different various points.
It always boots up fine.
No.
Sometimes
locks up there, too.
This could be two separate problems. So what you're saying is when you turn it on, it freezes before Windows boots.
Sometimes.
When it's cold.
And sometimes, sometimes it's after I actually log into Windows. My desktop will come up.
So it works for a few minutes until it crashes.
I take it back to the, as long as it's still under warranty, I take it back to the manufacturer because that's not right. There's something wrong with that hardware.
There's a hardware problem.
And they need to do some diagnostics. You start going in there and playing around, even popping that case that could void a warranty.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend taking it back to them and tell them what's going on. This way they can break the seal. You're covered under warranty because if you're having these problems on this new of a machine this early, I'd be very suspicious and I'd get it back to them so you got it documented and even on their records and proof that something's going wrong and you need it corrected.
I agree. And, you know, one thing I did do, you guys always talk about MEMTEST, and I ran MEMTEST, and I did get errors in MEMTEST. Now, at the MEMTEST site, they do indicate that sometimes you, in test 5 and 8, you get errors in Athlon's system.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that even with a, they said, first of all, try changing the memory, but they said that even with high-quality memory and a high-quality board, you might still get the errors. But the errors are legitimate and should be corrected. Now, if there's nothing wrong with the memory, how do you correct? How is that corrected?
You replace the memory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But so, correct it. You know, it used to be you could pop a chip when you had a memory problem and replace the chip. Now you replace the whole 512 bank.
Right. Okay. Yep. So you think that then even though I'm getting these errors and MEMTEST indicates that these errors can be on an XP machine, that it's probably still a memory problem?
Could be.
Yeah, it's actually pretty likely.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, it's not that great.
Shit.
Sure. A pleasure. Thank you. Our next caller, Kevin, patiently waiting on a cell phone. Welcome, Kevin. What's your question?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you? You're pulled over the side of the road, right?
Of course I am. Of course.
Of course you are.
Yeah. Actually, this just popped into my mind, and I had a couple of different questions. The first one is, I have a when I visit a few websites and when I try to open up my AOL Instant Messenger,
yeah,
it happened once before and now it's happening again, but it seemed to write itself. But I get an error message saying the Internet Explorer has encountered a problem and needs to close. And it's only on a few different websites or when I fire up that AOL Instant Messenger.
How much memory do you have?
You know what? I don't know. My buddy keeps upgrading that thing, so I don't even know. I got. Would that cause that problem, the memory?
Well, there are a couple of things that could cause it. One is if you have a lot of websites, when you go to them, they put JavaScript on your system to protect themselves or to do various things that are either good or bad to your machine.
Okay.
So if you empty your cache and then don't go to one of those websites that kills your machine,
okay,
try running AIM and see if that works.
Check your hard drive for space, too.
Actually, I can probably get to that. Okay.
It's tools, options, and then one of the choices in the menus are to dump the cache.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. So you want to do that and see if that fixes the problem.
All right, it's only on, like I said, like ESPN.com, for instance.
Right.
That was one that I couldn't open.
Yeah, it's the very first.
I encountered that problem and it closed the whole thing.
Yep. That, several people have that problem, and that's part of it.
Okay, that's what I'll do. Secondly, is there a way on Outlook Express to just delete your mail without actually opening it?
Yes and no. If you insist on running the preview pane, then no. If you have instead turned off the preview pane, then you can simply click on a message and then hit the delete key. And since you've turned off the preview pane, it never gets opened.
Okay.
You have to double-click to open up a message, and then it opens in a new window.
How do I do that?
I don't run OE View.
It's in the View.
No.
It's a View menu.
It's a View menu. View
menu
and then
preview.
Uncheck preview pane.
Yeah.
That's on Outlook Express.
You got it.
You guys are great. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Have a nice day, okay?
Yeah, we'll do our best.
Too.
You too.
Yeah, I hate Outlook Express. I mean, that's the way 99% of the viruses are being spread right now.
Well, mostly because people leave the preview pane open.
They leave it the way it was set up originally.
Yeah,
right. And
they don't know enough
well,
to
they,
change
they
it.
They leave
yeah.
preview pane open, and they leave it set up to receive HTML mail, because then you get cutesy fonts and pictures in the bag.
Yeah.
And that also leaves you open to JavaScript problems and all the other things that are going on, and that's where the worms come from. Our next caller, Roger from Rochester. Welcome, Roger. What's your question?
I got a question. My computer's been running in safe mode for about 2 weeks now. About a month ago, I started downloading some MP3 files, music, and I don't know if it's put a virus on my computer or what.
Do you have antivirus software on your machine?
I did have McAfee, but I don't think it's updated. That's probably about a year or two ago.
Then you probably have a virus. I would highly recommend either going to the McAfee websiting and for $29, you can upgrade to version 7.0 and get a free year's worth of updates. It's well worth it if you're going to be on the Internet. And also download and install off of our website. We have a link there to a program called AdAware. and you can get to that from the soundbites.org. You go to I heard this website on your show, and off at the top of the list, at the very top of the list, is AdAware. Download that and run that, too. That will look for any spyware on your machine.
Okay.
And before you do all of that, go to McAfee's website and download a program called Stinger, which will also check for some special viruses that disable regular antivirus software.
Mm-hmm.
So do that first.
Okay. Starting with your website first, what's the address again?
Soundbites.org, O-R-G. And again, if you go down to the bottom right, you'll see a link that says, I heard a website on your show. That takes you to a page. On the right side is a column of all those things alphabetically, and you want Stinger there. That music tells me we're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Rob particularly, for keeping us on the straight and narrow and providing all those great pictures for his future screensaver. We will be back here next Saturday at 12:20 p.m. Please join us in the forums. Vote on the polls. Make your opinion known at AskNick.com. We will see you all next week. I'm Nick Francesco. We are Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Go to, like, bowling with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No, that's dating. Do you know your chances of getting date rape, pregnant, sexually transmitted disease, or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero because your parents have some backbone?
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on Wham!
Hi, I'm Cliff Robertson. It's hard to pick up a newspaper these days without getting the message that we're living in a period of uncertainty. More than ever, it's time for us to reach out to those in need, and that's exactly what the Salvation Army has been doing for over 130 years. If you haven't heard yet, there's a way you can help the Salvation Army and at the same time give yourself something to feel secure about. A gift of $5,000 or more in cash or securities will establish your own charitable gift annuity. You're not only guaranteed a high rate of interest and income for life, there are also significant tax advantages. And by the way, the Army hasn't missed a payment in 60 years. If you're over 55, look into the Salvation Army charitable gift annuities. At times like these, a little security can go a long way. Call toll-free 888-234-8888 for information. That's 888-234-8888.
When you think big, you go places. Get bigger rewards. That notion is especially true right now at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Because during the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales event, you can get big savings on every new Lincoln and Mercury in stock, including the Mercury Sable LS Touring Edition. Right now, you'll get $2,490 in no-charge extras, including leather seating services, moonroof, and ABS. Plus, you'll also get your choice of 0% APR financing for 5 full years or $3,000 cash back. Amount financed to $1,667 per month per $1,000 financed for 60 months regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 3/31/2003. See dealer for details. So get no charge extras plus your choice of 0% APR financing for 60 months or $3,000 cash back on Sable LS Touring Edition during the Lincoln Mercury Think Big National Sales Event. But hurry, the offer ends soon. See your local Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
At war. In-depth team coverage on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Rochester.